Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
Thanksgiving was 2 days ago now. That's old news. Oilers was last night.
The only reason that I paid attention to the entire duration of the game is because I saw one hottie on the bench. And I was like, who's that? And no one would tell me, so I had to just keep watching to hopefully see his face pop up again.
I think nobody would tell you because we didn't know how to pronounce his name properly.
I know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
I've discovered him.
Let's hear it.
Riley Sheehan.
Nailed it. That is how you pronounce it. But every time I'm like, is it Sheehan?
Sheehan. For okay. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't play a whole bunch. You know what? I don't know if he's single or not, but...
He's engaged, trust me, I creeped.
You've already creeped?
And he doesn't even have social media, and I still found out everything.
Lisa.
What?
That's what you were doing on your phone during the game?
Yeah.
Is that the first time you've ever searched Oilers roster on your phone?
No, absolutely not.
Oh. But, okay.
But that's the first time that I paid full attention to an entire game.
Well, you'd have to because he doesn't get a ton of ice time, right?
Exactly. The only time I saw him was on the bench for 3 milliseconds. I was like, whoa, 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 go back. Who dat? Who is that? Now I think I'm going to be a serious Oilers fan.
Just so you can check out a guy on the bench for 3 milliseconds. Some turd bag decided it was a good idea to park just outside the Eskimos game and go through the parking lot and key a Tesla. But Teslas have amazing cameras on them, so they recorded the whole thing.
Yeah, he must have not known that. Also, how did he get parking? How far back is this parking
lot?
Yeah,
he was pretty far back.
Okay.
And it looked like he came, keyed it, and then went back to look at his job, got in his vehicle, and left. Like, his mission was to go and key this Tesla. A lot of people online claiming he must have been an oil and gas industry worker that's upset that this new movement of electric-powered cars is a thing, and this was his protest to that.
Just looking at the footage here, because I love becoming a detective.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite things. Checkered flannel.
Okay.
Adidas shoes.
Yeah.
Tight black pants. Thick black Oakleys and a ball cap facing forward. So it's all my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
I've dated this guy for sure.
That's why the oil and gas thing, the guess there, I'm like, yeah, most of the guys that I know in oil and gas would wear this outfit. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Not all of them, but.
Big ginger beard going on. He looks pretty young. Like, I'd say he's about between 29 and 30.
Hold on. That's not young for someone that's keying a car. That's very,
an adult.
Very
You're right.
Old for somebody who's
because
keying a car. Usually you'd assume
teenagers.
It's a dumb teenager. Yeah.
He parks directly in front of the Tesla, gets out, looks at himself in his reflection, locks his vehicle, starts walking, keys the side of it,
yeah.
Looks back at the key job, and then just goes back to his vehicle, drives off.
What are you doing? Well, and you know what the most ironic part of this is? He's probably the type of guy that is going online and calling anybody who disagrees with him politically a snowflake, but he's so butthurt that there are other options out there for vehicles that he can't handle it and has to go and protest by scraping the car with his keys.
Edmonton is a big city, but it's not that big.
Yeah,
so we're going to find out who this guy is eventually, and then we got to give him a punishment. What's it going to be? I say no electricity for a month.
Nice. I like that. Ooh. I think police should start by going through the list of all of your ex-boyfriends. I think that was a really good idea. Hey, other than pimples, you might not want to put toothpaste anywhere but where it's supposed to go, like on a toothbrush and then in your mouth. Sounds like there's this new underground movement that some ladies are deciding to use it for another reason.
Yeah. How do I word this? To help performance?
Sure.
Like,
that's a good way to
keep it nice and
Yeah.
together.
I think you've got a case there.
Doctors are urging women to not do this. Do not put toothpaste
there
in you
mm-hmm.
unless you're brushing your teeth. Because great invention for that. Fresh breath.
At what point does somebody say, like, yeah, I'm going to try this and then think it works to the point that they can convince somebody else to?
Yeah.
And then, like, I just don't understand how things like this can grow in popularity.
I love me a good do-it-yourself home remedy.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, you got to test some things out. Back in the day, women used to put garlic in there
what?
To help treat thrush. I don't think it actually worked, but they tried it and no one died, at least not to my knowledge.
Just walking around smelling like Caesar salad. Yeah. Though. Like,
what's that smell? It smells delicious in here. Like, God, stop it.
Stop it.
But yeah, putting toothpaste in you will cause serious damage and disruption and can lead to infection. There's a risk of a mild burn as well as blisters and scarring, which, yeah, like, you know when you brush your teeth and it's winter, so your skin is dry on your face, and then you get a little bit of toothpaste on, like, the cracks on each side of your lip?
On your
burns?
Lips, yes.
It's like when you put ice on your tongue, like a popsicle could cause serious damage. It's the same skin in your... Everybody put your tongue against your cheeks. That's the same skin that is inside of a woman's...
Okay, it's true.
So yeah, we're just curious what your...
Do-it-yourself
method is. I had a friend that had an infection.
God, this is... Yeah.
And you know how women are told to eat yogurt when you, because it's good for bacterial infections.
The probiotics, yeah.
Yeah, the
sure.
probiotics are good. She got the yogurt popsicles.
No!
So the e-scooters here in Edmonton have only been around for what, a couple months?
I'd say that's about right, yep.
And mixed reviews. You know, I'm sure everyone over the age of 60 hates them because they go very fast.
Well, their hips aren't built for a wipeout
and getting out of the way in time.
Exactly.
So
young peckerheads not following the rules.
Don't say that.
What?
Bird Canada and Lime are saying that this is the first city they've ever seen where people are walking around and setting them on fire. There have been over 50 scooters here in Edmonton that have been set on fire.
That's one way to get rid of them if you don't want them here. The company's going to be like, we can't take losses like this.
The companies believe it's an organized effort.
Yeah, for sure it is.
I'm sure it's more than one person that's doing it. But why? Why are we doing this?
Well, and in 2019, doesn't that seem fairly ridiculous? There's cameras everywhere. You're like, you're going to get busted for this eventually.
It's just an embarrassing reason for our city to be trending.
Yeah.
Because when the scooters are available in over 100 cities worldwide and it's only happening here.
Well, and...
What are you doing?
I know we've spent a lot of time chirping them. You know what I mean?
Like, they're still awesome.
But they're really convenient if you're going from, like, you know, somewhere that's just a little farther than you want to walk. They're perfect.
So Alexandra is the general manager for Bird Canada, and she's taking them away from certain areas of the city now. So this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, the crappy part is this little burn protest is working.
So we want to know about your pyro moment, but yeah. Unintentional. Like this weekend, I was mashing potatoes for my family Thanksgiving dinner.
Congratulations again from being upgraded from just bringing the buns to mashed potatoes. Your family's starting to really believe in you.
I was like, $20. My dad comments on the chunks in the mashed potatoes.
And?
He commented on the chunks in the potatoes. But no, I set down a wooden, what are those things called? Chop cutter plates.
This is maybe why you're on bun duty.
What is it called?
Cutting board. Yeah.
And I placed it on the stove and the stove was on. Turned my back for 3 seconds. Flames up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is at my house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Is the cutting board okay? Is it my nice wood one?
Yeah, it's got a bit of character now.
Is that what you're calling it? Okay. Don't play with fire. I feel like our generation when I was young... We learned that all the time. And if there was fire, stop, drop, and roll.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't play with matches. I feel like now that there's less lighters around because smoking is kind of a thing of the past in most households, nobody's teaching kids this. I've never heard my daughter talk about like how important being safe around fire is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
So let's just take a moment to say, be careful. I'm reading all these texts. I'm like, my God, some of them are so close to being horrible.
Avi wrote in saying, I washed my baby bottles, placed them in a stainless steel sterilizer, and left it on the stove on high. I went upstairs to feed the baby, ended up falling asleep, woke up to the fire alarm, and the house was full of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You have to boil your baby bottles, right?
Right.
So that's scary, especially when you have mom life on the brain, dad life on the brain, you're constantly watching the baby, you forget about things.
Right. Pretty easy to fall asleep when you're putting a kid to sleep, too.
Yikes.
I've learned that.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a smoker barbecue, mm-hmm. and once it wasn't working real well, so all the pellets piled up in the bottom, and I didn't know this, so that when it did finally take and start smoking, they lit on fire, and I think it was probably 9 feet bursting flames out of my barbecue straight up in the sky. It was horrible.
Well, Jordan wrote in saying the same thing. Accidentally lit our deck on fire. I was trying to smoke a brisket.
Yeah.
Just trying to have a nice brisket. Nice dinner.
He breasted all right.
Oh, yeah.
780-784-7107. Keep these rolling in. We actually got Grant from next door. He does the morning show now on Cruise FM. He used to do the morning show with us.
Then he ditched us.
But you have a fire story. What did you light again?
My parents were out of town, and they lived like outside of the town, and there was an empty lot next to us, and it had an old outhouse on it. So I had some buddies over, and we had a fire, decided to drag the outhouse over. It went up in flames. It's like 100-year-old wood. Tipped over and lit the entire yard on fire. And my parents' house was on a hill and the yard was down.
Yeah.
So my parents came home like Sunday afternoon, drive up, look down, and it's just black. Completely black. We had a camper down there. The siding on the camper melted.
So how were you punished?
I wasn't.
What do you mean you weren't punished? Like, weren't you freaking out waiting for your parents to arrive?
I was a little worried, yeah. I was
concerned. A little worried.
I just can't get over the fact that you thought it was a good idea to light an outhouse on fire. Like, weren't you concerned that the, like, fabric of the wall was lined with poop?
That's a good
like
point. I didn't even I didn't even drink back then. This was a sober decision.
Maybe that's why you didn't get in trouble, because they're like, well, the kids are bored.
Probably, yeah.
And we needed to get rid of that outhouse anyway.
And the lawn came back beautifully.
Right.
You're welcome, Dad. Everybody calm down. It's going to be okay.
I don't want to calm down.
This is a big day.
Yes, it is.
45 minutes ago or so, Jennifer Aniston posted her first Instagram photo. I'm just watching the followers accumulate. Last I checked, she had, what, 111,000?
Yeah, up to 118 now.
Mm-hmm. That's all of our listeners. Just kidding. I wish. So that's exciting. Can't wait for her to have Instagram stories. I love her so much. Zoe Kravitz is trending today because she is going to be playing Catwoman in The Batman, June 25th, 2021, in theaters.
Also trending this hour, this Tesla story that made waves over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, buddy in a truck pulls up, gets out. This is just outside the Eskimos game. Walks up, keys a Tesla, looks at his work, and then gets back in and drives away. He looks to be about, I don't know, my age, mid-30s.
I'd say a little younger.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's way too old to be keying cars. Never is it a good age, right?
Never, like, never, never.
Never, never.
It is so disrespectful and rude.
Why would you possibly wreck something that somebody else worked hard to attain? Don't do that. But when you hear of a keying story, you're usually like 15-year-old.
Yes, max.
Dumb 15-year-old.
No, this is an adult. And because there are cameras on Teslas, I don't know if he knows that. Now he does.
Well, he's gone viral, yeah.
And that's the thing. Edmonton is it's a big city, but it's not that big.
No. Like,
so somebody knows who this guy is.
Everybody's dated their cousin by accident once.
No, that's just a Maidstone thing. That doesn't happen in Edmonton.
It happens to everyone in Edmonton.
No.
At least once. You're like, oh, what?
I don't even like have a cousin. It's a small town thing.
That's why you're so popular with the boys. 4-pack of tickets up for grabs for the Edmonton Women's Show. And here's what we're doing for them. You have to guess from 0 to 5 how many of the questions I will get right that you might overhear somebody asking at this show.
Yeah, at the Edmonton Women's Show. It's this weekend. I'm going to be there live on location, so I hope to see you.
All right.
Thank you so far to everyone that's texted in with your guesses, and good luck.
Thank you.
Ryder, what is a beauty blender made out of?
Plastic?
Wrong. A beauty blender is a sponge made with an aqua-activated foam.
Oh, I thought you meant like the what holds the beauty blender.
No.
Okay.
So, 0 right so far. Name one of the bachelorettes from years past. Name one bachelorette that could potentially be at something like an Edmonton Woman show.
Hannah B. That's correct.
That is correct.
She was the last bachelorette.
I'm very impressed.
Why? You know I watch these shows.
I know, but I thought you'd go with like a Jillian Harris or a Caitlin Bristow, you know, support local LaDuke. Shout out to her. Good job, Ryder.
Thanks.
Next question. This again, text in how many you think Ryder will get right, and you're qualified to win tickets to the Edmonton Women's Show this weekend.
One for two.
Ryder, name all of the members of NSYNC.
Can I just give you the first name?
Yes.
We got Justin,
mm-hmm.
Lance,
mm-hmm.
Brian.
Wrong. That's from Backstreet Boys.
Nick?
No. Also Backstreet Boys.
Peter?
No.
Okay. What are the other ones?
Joey?
Yeah, I said that.
JC?
Yeah, I said that.
And Chris?
Chris?
Yeah, he's the short guy.
There's no Chris
there's
in NSYNC.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
I don't believe
he's
it.
He's the one that everybody forgets about because he's short and he's always in the back of the posters.
Okay.
Which celebrity did not give birth to twins? Beyonce, Mariah Carey, Blake Lively, J-Lo, or Angelina Jolie? Ooh, it's a good question.
Angelina Jolie did not give birth to twins.
That is wrong.
What?
Blake Lively is the only one out of them that has not given birth to twins. Angelina Jolie has 2 9-year-olds.
That she adopted. She's adopted, though.
Oh, no, you're right. She gave birth to them.
She gave birth to one child. The twins were adopted.
Wow.
We'll have to dig to see if that's correct.
Does anyone know if that's correct? Okay, I'm going to give that one to you. Shoot.
No, you can't give it to me if I'm wrong. Okay, you ask the next question.
Okay, last question. In the song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, what follows the lyrics, I'm going out tonight, I'm feeling all right?
Gonna let it all hang out.
That's correct. Sorry, I'm just Googling eventually. Like, she did give birth to twins. Boom! Boom! But you did try and trick me there, because how many has she adopted now? 11?
46. All right, so is that it?
Yeah.
I got two right?
You got two right. The Bachelorette one and finishing the lyrics. So two right. So if you answered that on the text line, you're qualified to win these Edmonton Woman Show tickets. Good job, Ryder. This is really interesting. There's a bar. Where is this?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. And instead of paying you per drink, Michael Butler is the owner of this bar. He's decided he wants you to pay by the hour. So you sign up for bar time on your cell phone. There's an app.
Okay.
And you pay $10 an hour for premium or $12 an hour for top shelf drinks.
And then when you're done, you just check out and they know that you're gone. So I don't know what would stop you from like checking out in the bathroom for a bit and then checking back.
Well, I think they can track your profile as well, right?
Like,
so before you can book, you book an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he's banking on everyone's ability to plan ahead. They create a profile and then you receive a confirmation code. So you have to book it in advance.
I would try this last minute thing. For sure, just because it would be a fun experiment. But my guess is that the amount of rules with this, like you can't order doubles.
No, you have to have one drink and you have to wait till your drink is completely empty before you get another drink.
And I'm sure the servers are very slow at ringing in your orders by the owners of the store's request, right? Because the slower they are, the less product that they're seeing leave.
It's really interesting because the bartenders know better than to serve a customer more than one drink at a time, but they also have this top secret system that actually calculates the appropriate rate of consumption to keep everyone from being overserved. They can scan your driver's license. They use your height and your weight to make sure you're not drinking too much too fast.
Awesome.
It's kind of like you get an Uber rating, right? Like they have your profile,
except
so you can't be an idiot.
Except for how offended would you be if the Uber driver's like, and sorry, what are you coming in at weight-wise?
All right. Whoa. I was not expecting that number.
That's going to be a little bit more gas for me, so your cost has just gone up. Yeah, we'll see if this works. I think it fails miserably because there's too many rules.
Oh, and I don't want anyone to know my weight, so.
Figured out a way to let a guy know that you're not interested without hurting his feelings.
All you have to do is casually call them bud.
Is that right?
That's it. That's all it takes.
Oh, no, that's wrong, though.
Why?
Well, that famous saying. Friends are friends and pals are pals, but buddies sleep together.
No, that's not a famous saying.
It is. Hit me up on the text line if you've ever heard that before with just, yes, I want to prove to you that that's a saying. Maybe that's why this guy thinks that you're interested is because you called him that.
No.
Mm.
Fine, I'll switch it to pal.
Yeah, that's better.
Hey, pal.
Because pals are just pals.
buds sleep together.
Yeah, but okay. He's come on, it's true. Look at all the texts rolling in. See? Two of them.
That pause was both of us clicking to check the text line.
No, there's a lot more than two now. Told you.
Dying.
If you have any tips or letting somebody off the hook, shoot us a text. So a guy pulled a solid move as his final move, I suppose.
Well, he's already dead, so.
Yeah, it was at his funeral. He wanted, for his dying wish, to bring laughter to everyone that was at the burial. So he pre-recorded a message and had it play as they lowered the casket into the grave. Nobody knew this was coming except for his daughter. And here is what played.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the f*** am I? Hello? Hello?
So that went
that's
on.
That's a likable dude.
Yeah.
Rest so in peace.
He made it sound like he was inside the casket yelling to let them out. What would your dying wish be, you think?
Well, I'd make sure that there's like buffalo chicken dip at the funeral, puppies, okay. Like make sure people are having a good time, and I'd probably haunt you.
Usually a dying wish is like the first ones you suggested, something you get somebody else to do. You can't really make your dying wish to do something you do after you're dead. Like,
oh, I'm never really gone. I'll always be annoying in your ear forever.
My dying wish after I'm dead is to go snowboarding one more time. Like, no, that can't happen.
Okay, but I can haunt you for sure. I'm going to leave all the cupboards open.
Okay, waste of a wish. My dying wish is that my funeral sucks.
Why?
I don't want good food. I don't want alcohol served. I don't want laughter. I want it to be like super sad, no music.
No music?
Yeah, I just don't want to miss out on a lit party with all my buddies.
You think that your funeral is going to be a bunch of people getting wasted and having a good time?
It won't be, because my dying wish is everybody sit down and just do a little bit of crying and reflecting on their own.
Wow, your FOMO is showing. Your fear of missing out of your own funeral? That's different.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide. Power 106.